You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
We are about to jump into a very fun episode where Lara and I got to see the national tour of Cats at the Pantages Theater. But first, I wanted to take a moment to just remember a brilliant man that we lost recently, Mark Bramble, most famous for the musical Barnum and 42nd Street, passed away recently. And I just wanted to say how much he will be missed and how grateful the musical theater community is for his contribution. I know personally, he wasn't just a director, he was a friend, and he was someone who gave me my first break and gave me my first real shot at performing on Broadway, which was my dream of all dreams, and one that so many people had, and one that Mr. Bramble made come alive for. And for that, there's a whole community of us who will forever be grateful for his contribution to musical theater and to our lives. You will be sorely missed.
Curtains up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. I'm radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, along with celebrity publicist and actual theater veteran Will Armstrong, who used to take class from someone who has a big part in the show we're going to be talking about tonight, right?
Exactly. Andy yes. Blankenbuehler is the choreographer of the reinterpreted version of Cats, which originally opened on Broadway in 2016, but as we know, the Cats that we all know and love originally was on Broadway in 1982 and was one of the longest-running musicals in history.
I think unbelievable.
It's fourth longest, I think.
Yeah, I think it was the longest, and I think Phantom, another Sir
exactly.
Andrew Lloyd Webber production, knocked it out of that top spot. But this is incredible. So, yes, here we are in Hollywood. It's opening night of Cats. We just saw Sunglass Cat, very famous, like on Instagram.
Exactly.
And Mango Brown walking the red carpet. Is that your first cat sighting on a red carpet?
I think so. I think it is. I was super excited when I saw, like, Tia Carrera here from Wayne's World.
Her.
And I was like, Tia. But, yeah.
She's
and then,
so beautiful.
And then actual cats on the... was hilarious. But yeah.
That's fantastic.
No, Lara, it's so good. You're my little West of Broadway buddy, and I'm so glad that you're here and that you're feeling better. How have you been?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I wasn't yelling at anybody. I wasn't yelling at my husband or bossing him around. I actually had viral laryngitis.
Oh my gosh.
But you know, people joke that we don't have seasons here in Southern California, but it's been a crazy, crazy winter.
No, it's like I heard that there's actual all these secret seasons. There's like fake winter, full summer, second spring. Like there's all these, because then it's true. It's like you never know what to expect, especially these. But it's starting to get sunny. It's starting to get warm and beautiful. And now all these tours coming through are going to be thankful that they have this LA weather.
Yes.
That I
oh
love
yeah.
So
yeah.
Much.
It's funny. I think about that all the time when people are like, "Yeah, I'm coming to Hollywood," then it's raining. So I'm glad that
it's
we have some nicer
pressure.
Weather
it's a lot of
coming.
Pressure.
So really quickly before we jump into Cats, I want to give a shout out to our friend David Barber. He is working with Disney's Aladdin, which is opening at Sagerstrom Center for the Arts in Costa Mesa. I actually saw Aladdin here with my son. He was 8 years old at the time. This is a great show to take the kids to. I mean, you need to check the minimum age. Usually it's around 5 or 7. But we saw it here at the Hollywood Pantages last January, and it was such a beautiful, colorful production. So that's going to be on March 6th through the 23rd. If you can check it out in Costa Mesa, I think you're going to love it.
I think that is so great. That like I love that musical so much, and I'm so glad that you got to enjoy it when it was here at the Pantages. What are your thoughts about the upcoming film adaptation with Will Smith?
Wait for it. Okay, so Will Smith as the Blue Genie, honestly, kind of freaked me out a little bit. And looking at the comments online, I was not the only one. And I don't know why,
right.
Because I love him.
Right.
I think it's just going to take a little time to get used to him.
I just think that it's so crazy that here we are doing this show, like, that's a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles, which bridges the gap from stage to screen. And there's so many incredible opportunities. One that's even crazier is that next December 2019, Cats the movie is coming out. Did you hear about this?
No.
No, it's insane.
Really?
Judi Dench, Grisabella. Taylor Swift is one of the Cats. Jennifer Hudson. What's his name? Idris Elba.
and our favorite James Corden. They're all going to be in the movie.
You know, they should do it like The Masked Singer and like take the masks off. And we don't know who's behind the mask or the cat whiskers.
I can't wait to see what they do. But yeah.
And you know, also speaking of later this year, were you talking about, wait, December of 2019?
Yes.
Or just, okay, I'm like 2019, 2020. It's going by so fast. Oh. But, you know, the new season of the Pantages, I was looking at that walking up, and they've got My Fair Lady, Hamilton.
Can you believe it's coming back?
I can't wait.
Do you think they'll give us tickets again?
I hope so. Let's just keep podcasting and blogging and Instagramming.
This thing is a cash cow in tickets alone.
We should get a really famous cat. Hashtag cats of Instagram, and we'll get millions of followers. And
we got to do something.
Their cat connection to Hamilton somehow. So a lot of good things coming up, but let's get into what we're seeing tonight. So it's going to be here at the Hollywood Pantages Theater through March 24th. 4 weeks only. Those 4 weeks are going to go by really, really fast. And you know, I was looking at the cast list. I am not familiar with anybody who is in this cast, but I have yet to be disappointed by anything I've ever seen here or anyone I've ever seen on this stage.
As a dancer in New York, back when this was originally on Broadway, Cats was a young person's show. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of unknowns because it's an ensemble show.
Yes.
You know, I mean, and it is hard as hell, Lara. It will kill you. You know, it is not for like a seasoned like trotter of the boards. Like, this is for a young person's cast. So these are all kids. These are like, a lot of them, it's probably their debut or their first professional tour.
I'm so excited to see them tonight and cheer them on. And you know, we were talking to some of your friends outside, and somebody said, okay, what do you mean it's an ensemble show? And I gave it my best shot, Will, and I said, that means there's not really like a lead character. I mean, we tend to think of Grisabella singing Memory, probably one of the most famous songs. Even like people that aren't Broadway people know Memory when they start to hear it. So you know, everybody kind of has their moment, and different cats come into the spotlight and they perform. You have magical Mr. Mistopheles, who I said made me feel things. Him and the Rum Tum Tugger.
See, you got it.
Yeah,
you know
this was my first Broadway show when I was a kid. My family came to L.A., and we saw it here in Los Angeles. I want to say at the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion, I think downtown. My mom would play this all the time when I was a kid, so this is the show that I grew up on, and I'm thrilled to see it again.
Yeah, I'm super excited to see it with you, and it's based on the poem by T.S. Eliot.
T.S. Eliot, and it's called The Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats.
Yeah, and it's just, the Really Useful Company and Andrew Lloyd Webber have just done such an amazing job of creating the new classics, which are not new anymore. I mean, like, he just, when he writes a show, it goes nowhere. It just sticks around and becomes like a tradition, and it's just really, really amazing.
Yeah.
And having a show like this for people that are breaking into show business, that they can cut their teeth and on something like this is just so thrilling and so exciting. And because you can't halfway do the show. You have to full out do Cats.
Well, I don't think it should ever stop running. I don't know why it ever stopped in the first place. Opened in 1982 at Broadway's Winter Garden Theater. It ran for 7,485 performances and 18 years. Let's see if I remember this right. 7 Tony Awards, including Best Musical.
Yep.
I believe it also won maybe a Grammy. Barbara Streisand recorded Memory. I mean, just the history of this show is just incredible. Probably more so than any show that we've talked about.
I think that's safe to say.
Like this one in Phantom of the Opera, which is going to be here soon as well. It's going to be super exciting.
Yeah.
So this is the first national tour of the revival of Cats.
Exactly.
It's a mouthful right there.
Yeah.
So talk about, is it Gillian Lynn that originally did the choreography?
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Andy Blankenbuehler reinterpreted it and really gave it, what I think is so cool, because me, coming from 42nd Street, the musical, where again, the ensemble is a major part of that show. That's why I think I love it, and why Cats has such a special place in my heart, because it is really an ensemble person show. It tells, like, they all work together to tell that story. It's not just lives or dies by one person's performance.
Yeah, and especially the premise of this show, and it's funny, like, if you haven't seen the show, you're like, well, I don't know about that. It's about this tribe of cats. They get together for their annual Jellicle Ball, and they're just, like, partying and rejoicing, and they get to choose one cat that's going to be reborn. So the whole time you're kind of like, well, which cat is it going to be? And,
exactly.
You know, some are kind of presenting their case, and, you know, so there's this sort of element of suspense with that. But just the way they draw it out, and you get to see the personalities of all these cats. I'm a cat lover anyway.
Sure.
But it's really neat to see them whirling and jumping. And the performers are cats, just the way they sit. They'll be licking their paws, you know, or kind of crouching on the ground. They never, ever, ever step out of character for a second.
Well, what's... When you get cast into Cats, you go through a boot camp, like
Cat
101,
camp.
Where you learn how to think and act and twitch. So even if you're like a cat, like hiding up in the corner in the middle of the show, you're still in character, twitching and scratching and doing all these things. And they get told to go home and, to, if they have a cat, study that cat and watch them and see how they do and how they behave. Because it is, lots of times, counterintuitive to what a human would do.
Yeah.
But what's amazing about this story, when you really look at it, it's all about humanity. It's all about qualities in people and what makes you special and what stands out and what resonates. And that really, the humanity of that cat is what gets them chosen to go to the Heaviside Lair.
I want to go home and hug my cat midnight right now. There's a lot going on in that kitty cat brain.
And if you don't have a cat, adopt a cat. Rescue a cat today.
So sweet. No, you're right, because you have the show-off cat. You have, you know, kind of the jokester cat. You have the cat that's been, the seasoned cat, if you will, thinking about how it was back when she was beautiful. I'm going to make myself cry thinking about that. So, you know, and there might be cats on the stage right now. Actually, we're about 10 minutes away from the curtain going up. The red carpet is rocking outside.
Yeah.
The crowd is coming in. And
the lights are flashing. Yeah.
Yeah.
People
are I'm getting texts from friends like, hey, are you guys here right now? So we're super excited to hop back on. We're probably going to do this tomorrow morning as Will's driving to Vegas.
Yeah.
And just give you the thoughts on what we're actually seeing on the stage. But wanted to kind of give you a little bit of the history of the show. Anything else you want to add about the creative team?
I think I kind of covered everything. Yeah, I'm just really excited to see it. Oh, another thing I thought, like when we were watching the red carpet, I was like, we're not going to see any of the cast members because traditionally you get like a 30-minute call before show, but in this show they have makeup, they have to get in their costume, they have to stay warm because it is an it's like doing a Cirque du Soleil show, you know? So it's like they can't put on their cocktail dress and come out here in the cold to take a picture because they have to stay warm and in there. These are athletes, like peak performance athletes on top of being a performer.
Yeah, there's
just
nowhere
can't
to hide
to see what
in
they
some
do.
Of
yeah.
those outfits.
No,
yeah.
not.
Well, not. Hopefully they can party afterwards.
Yeah.
After a fantastic opening night. So wherever you're listening right now, we hope that you're making your plans to come check out Cats here at the Hollywood Pantages. And we're back. It's the day after Cats. I'm in the studio. Will is in the car right now. And, okay, let's talk about what we saw last night. Will, you're up.
Okay, so, Lara, I went to bed after seeing Cats, and I dreamt about Cats. I swear to God, I went to the Heaviside Lair. It was crazy. But, I thought so much about it, and I was just so impressed with the cast and how, like I said, before we went in, it's like a mini Cirque du Soleil. Like, mm-hmm. These are elite actors the entire time, like they don't stop. But what's so, like, it's almost unfair because me being a hoofer, my favorite part of the whole show was right at the beginning, the first cat that you meet, you know, when they introduce Jenny Anydot.
Mm-hmm.
I love that song, and then it goes into this super over the top tap number. I was in Tap Dance Heaven.
Yeah, Emily Jean Phillips playing Jenny Anydot, mm-hmm. and that was my favorite part too. I mean, they just came out with so much energy, and even the song, it kind of has that sort of 1940s Andrews Sisters feel to it, and it's almost
exactly.
like something you'd see in a Gene Kelly movie, or I could picture James Cagney up there because I'm a classic film fan, just tapping away. And they were so beautiful, the way they moved as one. And the cat that was all in white, and there was another one that looked like one of the cats from the Aristocats. There was this tall, beautiful gal. So graceful. And, you know, the other thing, too, Will, we forgot to mention is how sort of interactive this show feels with cats running up and down the aisles. With those
that
little
was,
blinking eyes.
Wasn't
that cool?
Okay, so one of the things I really don't love about theater is when they break the wall and they enter the house, mm-hmm. but Cats does it right. They did it. It's like, I was like, these people get a pass. Like, I can't stand it when they're like, hey, someone, and they pull someone out of the audience, they put
right.
them on a stool on the stage and sing to them. I'm just so mortified for that person.
That but sounds this, like an Engelbert just... Humperdinck concert, not a Broadway show.
Exactly. Which I can't stand. But this, like, I love the cat eyes, and I just loved it. It was just, it really made you part of the junkyard.
We were part of the tribe, yeah.
Another thing that you mentioned, the tall, beautiful, slender cat, that cat character is Cassandra, and she is the Siamese cat, and she's secretly everybody's favorite cat because she's super sexy. She yes. And like she has that in the Mr. Mistopheles, she plays like the magician's assistant, but she is so beautiful, and she's always doing her own little thing, and it's just extra sexy, extra showgirl. Everyone loves Cassandra. But I also wanted to tell you, I messed up, and I whispered something to you right when the show started about the White Cat. I was wrong. The White Cat originally in London's West End was the original White Cat was Fenola Hughes from General Hospital and All My Children, and then of Staying Alive.
Yes, I was going to say the first thing I ever saw her in was Staying Alive, and I knew she had a theater background because that role, just watching that cat, just the strength and the grace, because at one point she's balancing on one leg for about a minute, and it's in front of her, and it's behind her, and then it's over her head, and you could just hear the audience gasping. It was like watching poetry. Their movements were so beautiful.
And then but I messed up. I told you Sarah Brightman was a cat. Mm-hmm. She was. She was a little cat called Jemima, J-E-M-I-M-A, and she plays like the youngest kitten. And Sarah Brightman, who married Andrew Lloyd Webber and became Christine in Phantom of the Opera, that was like her, like she originated one of the cats and one of the roles for cats. So there's so much history in the show, and it's so wonderful to see a new, slightly modernized version, but still paying tribute to what it was and what it is. Like it was, and I also have to talk about the fact that you and I being like West End Broadway buddies, we're starting to develop a tribe, and we got to see Alice and Matthew Hoffman again. And it was like when we screamed, and that's what I love about this is the fact that we are creating a community. You know what I mean? And it's so wonderful to see all these familiar. And then we saw Lisa Watts, who's a dear friend of mine, who called me this morning and just raved about how much she loved the show and how incredible the dancers were. And I love the Pantages. I love the Almondson. I love the Dorothy Chandler Pavilion. I just love that we have all these incredible places to meet like-minded people who love theater.
We love everything. And isn't that the most fun? Even like what we're doing right now. We were sitting with my friend Maggie McKay, who's on 94.7 The Wave here, and Vicky from KNX.
And I love seeing them, too. It's so much fun. It's just it's like these short little abridged meetings where we all catch up, we hug, we kiki for a second, and then the show starts, and most everybody's quiet. That's the guy sitting behind us.
Guy behind. Okay, I kept leaning forward because he was screaming.
I want to do a PSA. If you haven't been cast in the musical that you're seeing, don't sing along. People do not enjoy it. Hold it inside. Sing in the car on the way home. Don't sing while you're sitting behind me because I'm trying to enjoy the show, people. You know?
He was singing all the parts, too. It wasn't just like one song.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. Oh. But, you know, Will, just to keep it real, I will say this was not my favorite time that I've seen Cats. I don't know what it was. Really, really enjoyed it, but there were a couple things that I would change. And, you know, I will tell you, it's really interesting because sometimes people or shows, or they just kind of have a night that's just a little bit off. And I remember I saw Finding Neverland a couple of years ago, and there's a big song in that, and the gal just didn't even really go for the big note, you know. And I saw the same show, same cast a week later, and it was perfect.
So I have a theory, and I think because I was trolling your Instagram, and I remember that you were talking about how Cats hold a special place in your heart because you saw it was one of your first shows.
Yes.
And you remember it as a child.
Yes.
So this particular production had to compete with that impressionable memory that you hold in your heart that is so special to you. So it wasn't just, you weren't walking into a clean slate.
Right.
It had to live up to it. And it's kind of hard to live up to that magic and that nostalgia that you've placed to these roles that mean so much to you and to a show that means so much to you. So it had the cards were stacked against it from the beginning, I think.
Maybe you should go into therapy. I'm tired of being a publicist and don't want to go back to Broadway. Let me say about my mother.
Here's a secret. Publicists are therapists. That's what we do. That's how
handhold all of your clients. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know, the one thing, here's my one little piece of constructive criticism, if I may offer that. I think you have to hold for applause, especially with a show like this. That first number, people started to clap, but boom, they just moved right into the next thing. And some people were like, is there more of the song to come? When do we clap? Do we not clap? And it just felt like there was a lot of energy that didn't get released.
It kind of
made me feel
weird.
Did you feel that too? It was
there were these awkward, pregnant pauses that weren't long enough for us to really show our appreciation and our enthusiasm for what they were doing. And then we were on to the next thing. And because it all overlapped so much, we were afraid to clap because we didn't want to miss something.
Don't want to clap over somebody. I know. So
exactly.
we want to clap and appreciate you. So please let us do that. Please let us hear for you. So I'm hoping I can get back with my son because I really would like to see it again and see if it has a little bit of a different feel. And now that I've seen it when I'm not a kid, I've gotten that out of the way. Now I can go in with a clean slate and watch it again. But, you know, so 100% totally worth seeing, whether you have seen it before or you're going to see it for the first time. Just a beautiful production with these lights that kind of light up and go around the auditorium. The stage is great. The orchestra sounded phenomenal. So Cats is going to be at the Pantages through March 24th. It's recommended for ages 5 and up. In fact, kids under 5 are not going to be admitted to the theater, and everybody needs a ticket. Individual tickets for Cats start at $49. Price is subject to change without notice. And you can check out more on the show, cities, dates at catsthemusical.com. And for more info on the stay at the Hollywood Pantages Theater, you can visit hollywoodpantages.com.
That was a lot of information.
I was reading.
Really?
Out of my head. Well, Will, you have a wonderful time with your hubby Bill. Tell him hi for me. And
if you go see
Cats at the Pantages, let us know what you think. I'm Lara Scott Media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And Will, you are.
And I'm Will Armstrong. I'm Will Armstrong, PR on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook as well. And if you all are looking for us, you can always find us just west of Broadway.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.